Good morning. Welcome each of you to the Lord's house on this All Saints Sunday, in which we're privileged to be able to worship God in person and also to honor the saints of the church this morning. You likely noticed that your bulletin is full of flyers this morning, and I don't mean paper airplanes. First of all, there's a flyer listing the names of beloved persons whom we will remember later in the service. Additionally, today is Blanket Sunday. You see some of our examples up here. Blanket Sunday, in which we receive a special offering for Church World Service blankets. The flyer gives you details concerning this important ministry. If you'd like to make a contribution, simply use one of the pew envelopes and mark it Blanket Sunday, or simply write the words Blanket Sunday on the memo line of a check, and you can then place your gift in the offering plate back in the foyer as you exit the sanctuary this morning. Or if you wish, you can also send a gift through the church's mailing address. And with another flyer, we are promoting Blanket Sunday, Operation Christmas Child, and the Thanksgiving tree. You see the Thanksgiving tree up here to your left, my right, adorning the front of our sanctuary this month. And we're also soliciting donations then for poinsettias that will adorn the sanctuary right up in the front here during the mid portion of the Advent season. Please make note of the deadlines for the special outreach causes and also the poinsettia order. For your generous contributions to any of these ministries, we are grateful. Andrew, please lead our call to worship.
Good morning. Oh, please rise for the call to worship. Merciful God, for the privilege to offer you worship this Lord's Day, for the great cloud of witnesses that surround us and encourage us daily, for the pathways of inspiration trodden by those whom we remember during this All Saints Day worship, that we may also live lives that follow the faithful example of our Lord Jesus and the beloved saints whom we celebrate. We give you thanks. Amen. Let us sing our opening hymn, number 635, Faith of Our Fathers. We'll sing all stanzas.
Faith of our fathers living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whene'er we hear that glorious word. Faith of our fathers, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. The martyrs bound in prison chains were still in heart and conscience free, and blessed would be their children's fate if they like them should live for thee. Faith of our martyrs, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Faith of our mothers we will love, both friend and foe in all our strife, and preach thee too as love knows how, by saving word and faithful life. Faith of our fathers, holy faith,
May we bow in a few moments of prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks for the privilege to gather in person and to worship freely with our brothers and sisters in Christ. While our world struggles with the COVID-19 virus and our nation struggles with social unrest, we know that here, in the sanctuary of Berry Christian Church, we are neither Greek nor Jew, Democrat nor Republican, but we are one in the body of Christ. May our eyes and our minds and our hearts be focused on Jesus Christ this morning as we remember those who have gone to be in your presence on this All Saints Day. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we pray. Amen. Take a few moments to turn around and greet those around you and welcome each other into worship this morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's a joy to see you in the Lord's house as we're privileged to gather together on this All Saints Day. Our sympathy is extended to Ann Jones as her mother, Wilma Simpson, passed into the Lord's presence on a Thursday of this past week. Services are at the Phillips Funeral Home in Wilma's hometown of Eldon, Missouri, and that will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. Ann's sister Judy, as well as Ann's son Troy and his wife Phyllis and their daughter Andrea, are certainly in our prayers. We want to lift up Kathy and Ted Gorman in our prayers. Kathy found out yesterday that she, in fact, has the coronavirus, and so she is isolating at home, and Ted discovered that he has this wet macular degeneration now also in his right eye. It was in the left eye, now it's in the right. So a number of concerns going on for Ted and Kathy, so please remember them, and we just pray for improved health and wellness in the days ahead. We want to lift up Glenn Bartley in our prayers as he's anticipating surgery the 7th of December. Wren Aller and Katie Turner are in our prayers as they anticipate the birth of a second child in February. We lift up Betty Donahue, Raina Ralston, Perla Mora's daughter, Anna Marie Peck, Judy Bledsoe's father-in-law, Billy, Catherine O'Neill's daughter, Susan Mayberger, Ken and Roxy Weaver, Kelly Jackson's mother, Pat Reese, Jerry Treese's great-nephew, Kenneth, Caitlin Rodriguez, who is Edna Williams' great-granddaughter, J.C. Riddle, Pam Roberts, Dave and Ardith Haynes' nephew, Kent, Susan Hanks' daughter, Candace, Jean Cantola's friend, Marion, and Ellen Stewart's sister, Linda Gash, and certainly, of course, Michelle Jacobo, Jill Gregory and Michelle Bosworth. All these people we remember as we bow our heads before the Lord's presence in prayer this morning. Merciful and loving God, truly it is our privilege to once again assemble in your house to offer praise to your holy name. Every Sunday morning we lift up your name in adoration, for you are indeed the one true creator of all that exists. For as Isaiah 66, verse 1 tells us, heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. And on this particular Sunday, O God, we are privileged to acknowledge the saints of the church on this day called All Saints Day. Even as the Apostle Paul so often called believers of the faith saints, we know it was a distinction to celebrate a believer's willingness to be set apart from worldly ways and to be a follower of Jesus. For all the saints that have journeyed in the centuries before our time, we give you thanks for their examples of faithfulness. They have set the tone and trodden for us an easier pathway of understanding and inspiration. On this All Saints Day, we are also privileged to remember and honor beloved people of faith, some within our own family and some within our family of faith, who have guided and inspired us in our own endeavors to be faithful. And yet may we also remember this All Saints Day that our Lord Jesus is indeed the one who stands forth most of all as he resided here on earth. For your Son came into the world and showed us your great love. He made the ultimate sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sin so that we may experience life eternal. We celebrate that our Lord Jesus thus was given the name that is above all other names, and we honor his name while we also recite the prayer Jesus teaches us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Methought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the moon was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lowly hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lowly hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the scene was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore.
Today, the 1st of November, is called All Saints' Day. It is a day set aside to honor the saints of the Christian heritage and to especially honor those who are called the canonized saints. Recall from last week that I mentioned that canonized simply means to be put on a list. And canonized Christians are those remembered for their unique life of service, many of whom were distinguished by miracles that touched the lives of many. Tomorrow, the 2nd of November, is actually called All Souls Day. And this day is an observance of the faithful departed, which includes our beloved relatives and friends who have been welcomed into the realm of God's kingdom in their own time. Past, many people have focused on All Saints' Day as an opportunity to honor the saints of the Church of Jesus Christ. As we also remember and celebrate the lives of our dearly departed, and especially people of faith who have significantly inspired our own journey. And as this year's All Saints' Day falls on a Sunday, it is a unique opportunity for us to celebrate departed saints of the Church, as we also remember that our greatest hope of life eternal lies in the truth of what Christ has done for us. For as Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 reminds us, God raised him to the highest place and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And we prepare for a time of praise and meditation as we turn to our hymn of contemplation, which is number 537, My Hope is Built. We'll sing all stanzas, please.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Scripture reading I share with you this morning. This is from Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5, and continuing through verse 11. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus has. He always had the nature of God, but he did not think that by force he should try to become equal with God. Instead of this, of his own free will, he gave up all he had and took on the nature of a servant. He became like a man and appeared in human likeness. He was humble and walked the path of obedience all the way to death, his death on the cross. And for this reason, God raised him to the highest place above and gave him the name that is greater than any other name. And so in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Gracious and holy God, we're truly grateful for the privilege to once again assemble in your house, to be strengthened by the presence of your Holy Spirit and in our fellowship with one another. And today on this All Saints Day, as we honor those who have lived before us, we know that they inspire us to step forward and live lives that bring glory to your kingdom here on earth in our day and time. Guide us in that endeavor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. It is rather humbling to realize that out of the billions of people who have lived, aside from a handful of, we could say, famous and infamous people, most folks are not remembered beyond their grandchildren's generation. This is usually because a person's name and a person's life experiences reside only in memories, and as generations pass, memories become forgotten, for memories become unspoken. On this All Saints Day, we ask the question, well, what really is in a name? What's in a name? From a biblical perspective, we realize that there is power in a name, especially when it is spoken. On the northern side of the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus asked the man filled with demons, "What is your name?" the tormented soul who resided among the tombs outside the city walls declared, "Legion." Of course, that really wasn't his real name. But tormented by thousands of evil spirits, his real name had been lost in the midst of his demise. And all that could come into his consciousness is the notion of the torment that he underwent day after day. And so he says, "My name is Legion." For in Jesus' day, everyone knew that a legion was a band of at least 5,000 soldiers. But in asking the man's name, Jesus was enacting an ancient belief from biblical times that there was power in knowing a person's name. Knowing Legion's name, Jesus was able to command the demons to leave, and the beleaguered soul was finally able to discover profound peace. He was able to return home, and he was able to reclaim the name of his birth. In Jesus' day, not only was it believed that there was a great power in being able to name another person's name, but there was also much heritage understood in a person's name. We know that Jesus was called Jesus of Nazareth because Nazareth, of course, was his hometown. We know that he was also called Jesus Bar Joseph. The word bar simply meant to be of. So it was Jesus of Joseph, meaning that he was the son of Joseph the carpenter. For centuries, one's family name clearly communicated to others a great deal about one's family heritage, and there was great pride in the telling and retelling of stories about one's family's history. Even today, in many parts of the world, one's surname, your last name that is common to all members of your family, often has great distinction and even reveals to someone who does not know you whether your family heritage is Jewish, Christian, or Muslim. Sadly, however, many people who possess Christian surnames are still ridiculed, discriminated against, and even persecuted by some extremist groups who take offense in the fact that a person has a Christian ancestry. And although we may not be so inclined to believe that there is power in the speaking of one's name, or even though our names often no longer carry the weight of family heritage as names once possessed, we do realize that when we speak the names of those who have passed before our time, there is opportunity to honor that person and to celebrate the person's significance even for our time. As we mention the name Jesus, there is a flood of stories that come to our minds from what we have learned about our Lord in vacation Bible school or Sunday school classes or Bible studies and sermons. In speaking the name of Jesus, our Lord becomes alive and dwells in the consciousness of our lives in the living moment. Such is also the case when we speak the names of great characters of the Bible. We remember how brave was Daniel as he faced the lions in the den. We remember how courageous were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they walked through the flames of the fiery furnace. We remember how faithful was Mary when she said to the angel Gabriel, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." In speaking out loud the names of people from our own heritage, a flood of memories springs forth into our consciousness, and it is as if we have the privilege to once again be inspired by everything these individuals have meant to us, not only in the past, but can still mean to us in the present moment. So, during this All Saints Day morning, though with a humility and sometimes with sorrow, it is yet still with determined zeal and joy that we proclaim the names of our dearly departed and those who have inspired and guided us on our life's journey. And even as we may speak the beloved saints of our own heritage, may we also remember the name of the one spoken above all others, and the deeds of the one celebrated above all others. And of course, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. For Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 reminds us that his name is greater than any other name. And in honor of that name, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We pause now and take a moment for our litany of remembrance that Jim will lead us in.
May we turn to our litany of remembrance on the last inside page of our bulletins. We remember the great ancestors of our faith, like Abraham and Sarah, Paul and Phoebe, and so many others. We remember the prophets and priests, the ministers and teachers, who have taught us the ways of godliness. We remember our grandparents, parents, aunts, uncles, beloved teachers, elders, deacons, and so many other people of faith who have guided our path toward Christ. We We lift up to you, O God, the names of those who have passed into your presence before us, knowing they are rejoicing in your eternal presence as their example continues to inspire us in how we may live our lives for Christ.
This morning we are first of all privileged to remember saints of our own church who have passed on into the Lord's presence in this last 12 months. We remember Bill Blowers passed away just recently, as we also remember that his wife Ada passed away in February of 2019.
We remember Harry Booth,
Emily Boswell,
Viola Edgman,
Sonia George,
Tana Johnson,
Louise Mendra,
Freddie Nichols,
Lois Rep,
Roscoe Shipley,
and LaVon Weaver. And also, we remember names submitted by church families that include
Don and Dorothy Taylor,
Warren and Nancy Plum,
Marie Donaldson, Thomas and Jeffrey Pouquet,
Nina and John and Mary Susan,
Robert Remmert,
Lola Astelford,
Robin Young,
Ken Solomon,
Edith Newman,
Henry and Gertrude Galbert,
Tonda Ransdell,
Delbert Ira Redding,
Julie Bly,
Elsie Mae Treese,
Carol O'Neill,
Alice Gem,
Grace Elder,
Walter Darling,
Addie Ling,
Marguerite Mosby,
Jerry Reese,
Don Ransom,
Nell Tompkins,
Ruth Bockelman,
Virginia Unsell,
Ben Van Bibber,
Natalie Stanko,
Elsie Glasser,
Roy Taylor,
Ida Reagan,
Shirley Graybast,
Janice Paulson,
Ruby Darst,
and Violet Banks. And may it be for a quiet moment, we simply pause and silently remember not only these names, but the names of other dear people precious to us as we honor them and celebrate their inspiration in a moment of silence. Merciful and loving God, we are privileged to pause from the busyness of our normal activities and on this All Saints Day to honor those who have guided us and inspired us and helped us to live lives that we hope bring honor and glory to your kingdom. Just as sailors needed the North Star to guide ships of ancient days, we know that we too are guided by the inspiration of people who have been a part of our lives, many times or often of a generation or so older than us, but we look to them for guidance, for understanding, for wisdom, and indeed for a measure of hope. And Lord God, as we honor these individuals, as we celebrate their presence among us, we know that in naming their names, they live on for generations to come, that their life's example may indeed be an inspiration to others. It's in the name of Christ we give thanks. Amen. And as time goes on, if we decide to continue to have what is called an All Saints Day celebration, what we can do once we're beyond all these things related to COVID is we actually can set up candles in the front of the sanctuary and invite people to actually come forward and light a candle in honor and in celebration of their own beloved person who has guided them in the faith. And I think that's a special way to also remember very dear people. But in the midst of all our restrictions, we thought we would forgo that task this year. But we hope it's been meaningful to you to pause on this All Saints Day and honor people who have inspired. Do you know Christ? If he's not your Lord and Savior, maybe today is that day for you to come forward and accept Christ in a way I know your life can be transformed. Or maybe today is that day for you to come forward and become a part of our fellowship here at Berry Christian Church. I extend the invitation to you as we turn to our hymn of invitation. For all the saints, we're going to sing All Stanzas, please, of number 637.
For all the saints who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed, thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. And their might, their strength and solace in the well-fought fight. Thou in the darkness drear the one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. Are brave again and arms are strong. Alleluia, alleluia. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia.
We thank you for being in the Lord's house this morning, and we wish you the very best as you journey forward this new week, and especially this All Saints Day. May we bow our heads in prayer. Holy and gracious God, for the privilege to gather in your house to lift up the names of those who have guided us, we are indeed grateful. As we step forward into the new week, may it be with a lighter step and a more determined spirit, that we strive to do that which brings glory to your kingdom. For it is in the name of Christ we give thanks. Amen.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. living God, for